everyone. Welcome back to the Before It's Too Late podcast. I'm your co-host, Brooke.
And I'm your co-host, Maddie. And today we have someone very special. Well, it's always someone very special. Yes. But a dear friend of mine named Angelina. Angelina, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah. Thank you for having us in your home.
Yeah. Sure. It's nice to like see how you're living, see how it looks.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do we need to know?
So my name is Angelina. I was born in Ukraine, raised up in Asia, Kazakhstan, and then we moved to Israel. When I was 21 years old, I moved to America to study at the Master's University.
Wow.
And since then I'm here. I'm finishing my last year, it's in my fifth year at the Master's University as a music major and biblical studies emphasis. It's music classes and counseling classes. And after that, we'll see where the Lord leads me. But I have a big heart for special people, mm-hmm. special needs people, and I'm praying about this direction.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
You work with the special needs ministry at Grace Church, right?
I go to Grace for 4 years, and I've been working with special needs people for 3 years.
Mm. Wow.
Yes, and I'm hoping that maybe in the future I can teach special kids, like first, second grade.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you think you'll want to stay in California? Or you're not sure?
This is one of the hardest questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Depends where I can find what I can do.
Right.
If I have nothing to do here, then I don't want to stay here. If nothing to do in Israel, I don't want to be in Israel.
Right,
so.
Right. I'm sure the Lord will make it clear for you.
That's
right.
What I'm praying about.
Yeah.
Where he has you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have a question, Maddie?
I do have a question. You talked about living in all these places, so I want to ask you, how many languages do you speak?
So, almost four. I say almost because it's Russian in Ukrainian. They're very similar, so I don't count them as two separate languages.
Right.
But I was born in Ukraine, and I spoke Ukrainian most of the time until I was like 6 years old, and then I moved to Asia, Kazakhstan, we spoke Russian, and I moved to Israel, I had to learn Hebrew, I moved here, I had to learn English, so. But in every language, I have accent, so in every language, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even, like, your first language, Ukrainian,
yes.
You have, what would you say your accent is in that language?
What people say after I moved in America, I have American accent.
That's funny.
So,
really?
Wow.
Yes. That's interesting.
So, yeah.
I think that's so impressive that you can speak four languages.
Right.
Like I said, I can barely speak my own.
Takes mental power to even do that.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Do you have a question, Brooke?
I do. So, I had a different question, but now that I know more about you and know that you've lived in all those places, I want to ask you, what was your favorite place to live and why?
It's Israel.
Israel.
Yes. I don't know. Israel has something special, probably because for us Christians, all the history from the Bible.
Right.
And also, just when you come to Jerusalem, just your heart has something, the special feeling I can't even explain.
Mm.
It's very warm. It's like, I don't know. But Israel, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I would love to go to Israel someday.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Master's, so I didn't go to IBEX, but
right.
Someday. I'll make it there someday.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to Israel either, but I was going to try to, and then it just didn't end up happening. But that's like a dream of mine. A goal is to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Angelina, did you want to share how you came to know Christ?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay.
Live your dreams.
So, as I told you, I was born in Ukraine. I was raised up in a Christian family. My father has been faithfully serving in Slavic Gospel Association. Maybe somebody knows about this mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a child of a pastor, and I grew up in church, and I was always looking up to my father. He was faithfully serving. My mother, she was teaching Sunday school every Sunday. My siblings, I have two brothers, one sister, they have always been in music ministry, and I was in children's choir since the very little age. Even though I was trying to be very correct in all my activities, I never thought that I might not be saved, because only because I was born in a Christian family doesn't mean that I'm saved. And I don't remember much from Ukraine, because we left when I was 7 years old. And when I was 7 years old, we moved to Kazakhstan as missionaries. Where my dad continues to serve at the Slavic Gospel Association, and he develops his ministry there among Muslim people, and he teaches pastors how to open their churches and develop Christianity. I was studying there in Russian school from age 1 to grade 8. Kazakhstan is a Muslim country, and some of the children hated me because I'm a Christian, and I remember one guy started to choke me because he hated Christians, but I was able to escape. My mom was teaching in Sunday school for all the kids who were willing to come. I would often invite my Muslim friends to come to the Sunday school. Some of them were coming, but only because we always had snacks and candies for everyone. But I knew it was not because they were really interested in Christ. We were attending church that was called Alpha and Omega. And my dad was one of the elders there. And I was singing in the children's choir as well. When I became a teenager, I wanted to be friends with my cool kids from school. I started being less interested in church and ministry. I wanted to be outside with my friends. There were a few situations when God was lovingly protecting me, even though I was so rebellious. One of the situations was, and I never think of the situation, but now as I come back, I always see God's care. One of the summer days, my friends and I went to a lake. I didn't know how to swim. Nevertheless, I went into the deep waters with one of my friends. She knew how to swim, so I trusted her. But after a few minutes, we started to sink. That's how we say it, to go down.
Yeah, to drown. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sink, yeah.
I remember that she had very long hair, very long, like, her legs. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And so as we were going down, I was trying to breathe and to go up by taking her hair and, like, I just remember the dark water and her hair, and I'm just trying to go up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And eventually, I could not breathe anymore. I took my last breath and screamed out, "Lord, help me." And it was very loud. And then I just went down. Eventually, somehow, like, the very moment when I said, "Lord, help me," we went down, and then we fell the ground and we just went out of the water. And I couldn't breathe for the first few seconds, but then became fine. And yeah, it was just,
wow.
I think, one of the highlights. I screamed, "Lord, help me," and just, and yeah.
Oh,
even though we were, like, in the middle of the lake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forgot about this moment, and I just started to live on as usual with my friends, being outside, even though I was always a good girl for my parents. I lived like a double life. And in 2010, my family and I moved to Israel, where my dad continues his ministry. I was 15 when we moved to Israel, and I was studying there from 9th grade to grade 12. It was very difficult for me because I didn't know Hebrew language and it was a new culture. Eventually, I was able to find new friends, but my life did not look like a life of a saved person, even though I was sure that after I die, I go to heaven because I was born in a Christian family. When I was 16 years old, there was a Christian camp in Jerusalem, and my dad took me there, and before he left, he told me, "Angelina, if the Lord is calling you, go." And I thought to myself, okay, that's fine, like, I'm saved, why do I need it? But I said okay, and then I went to the camp. And on the last day of the camp, I realized that I need forgiveness too, just like all people. Mm-hmm. And I need Christ, and no one can give me salvation, no family, no church. Not the fact that I was born in a Christian family, only Jesus saves. And after that, I accepted Christ, and I never had this desire to read my Bible every day. But after I accepted Christ, since then, I read my Bible every day, and even when I feel tired, I just, maybe just short, like, short chapter, but it's every day. And also I started to serve at my church in music ministry, and I started helping in summer camps for children. And then 4 years later, I joined the Israeli military for 2 years, and this is the time that God used for me to grow in His word, because I remember that we go back to boot camp. On the first day of the boot camp, when I just arrived to the base, I was so scared. My parents left, I was alone. I was just praying, I'm so scared. And my mom texted me, "How are you?" Mm. And even though I couldn't use my phone, somehow secretly I texted her, "Mom, I want to go home. I don't want to be here." And I was almost crying, I don't know why, but at this moment, it's like God, He gave me this feeling that I will be with you, no matter what, I will help you. And this is what He did the next 2 years, because I'm a Christian, and in Israel, people don't believe in Jesus, it's Judaism, and I had this opportunity, I was able to tell my soldiers and commanders about Jesus Christ almost every day. Mm-hmm. And even though they don't believe in Jesus, they would tell me, "That's fine, you can believe, we don't believe." But I was trying to be obedient to them, and how Jesus said, "The way you want people to treat you, treat them mm-hmm. the same way." And it really worked. And even though they knew that I'm a believer, Christian, they would help me in everything and would give me benefits, and we still stay in touch. And they just saw me as obedient soldier, and they saw that there was something different. Mm. So it was an opportunity for me to be like this testimony mm-hmm. of a Christian world. And after I finished my military, I moved to the United States California and started my education at the Master's University, which was my dream for many years. And I was praying about it very hard. And graciously, God provided everything I needed. And in August of 2016, I started my studies at the Master's University. I joined the Master's Chorale, I met many new amazing people, I became a member at Grace Community Church, and I finally met John MacArthur. And I was enjoying all of my classes, had some amazing opportunities performing with the Master's Chorale. And in May of this year, when I came, mm-hmm. we were supposed to go to Israel and Italy, and I just couldn't believe that it was my life. I was so gracious to the Lord. It seemed to me that I had everything that I wanted, and the next semester was supposed to be the perfect one, according to my plans. But God had better plans for me. God was still growing and teaching me by using different situations and people in my life. One of the last days of my first semester, I was involved in a serious car accident, after which half of my body was paralyzed. I had traumatic brain injury. I was in a coma with many broken bones. And after that, I had to learn again how to walk, dress myself, talk better, and so on. I had to leave Masters and go back home to Israel for several months in order to go through rehabilitation therapies. Instead of enjoying Chorale tour in Israel and Italy, which was my great desire, I had to spend my time in rehabilitation center, learning how to walk and think properly. Some time later, I began to have burning pain almost every day for several months. The dark feeling of loneliness was not leaving me. I could not believe it was my life. Mm-hmm. All of this was not included into my perfect plans. Everything just changed in one moment. But thank God everything was gone exactly according to His plan. He was growing me as His child. All the days ordained for me were written in His book even before I was born. And praise God, today I continue to be a student at the Master's University. I can walk and I'm almost pain-free. Mm. And the promise that He gives all of us, that I will be with you. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Mm. And this is the promise that He carries with me from the very beginning when I accepted Christ. In the military, the new cultures, and then I came here, and through the accident and all the situations, He always tells me, I will be with you. And Jesus' presence is the greatest support in my life. Throughout the time of rehabilitation, He taught me many priceless lessons. And is still teaching me and growing me every day. God's promises give me strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And many people who know me well know that I love hymns and worship songs, especially because of God's promises, how beautifully they describe God's promises. Mm. And one of the songs that I just want to shortly include in my testimony is Give Me Jesus. And I want to talk about this song and give some examples from that song. In the morning when I rise and I wonder whether I can make it through another day, Jesus is with me and He's telling me, I will help you. When I am surrounded by dark feeling of loneliness, Jesus is with me and He tells me, I am with you always. When the day of my final breath comes, Jesus will be with me. He will hold me with His right hand. If you have everything in this world, but there is no presence of Jesus in your life, then all of it is absolutely worthless. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And this song is so true. It has so many promises that God gave us. Even though it's a very short song, but you can see all these promises. And just like in every song, the worship song.
So. I love that song. That's one of my mom's favorites as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We sang the song with Carol this past year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat.
Yeah.
The Master's Chorale, for those of you who don't know, is the advanced choir at Master's that tours the country and sometimes other countries like Israel and Italy, like they did
mm-hmm.
the year of Angelina's accident. But and they do a lot of worship hymns and stuff in choral arrangements. And so that's mainly where I've gotten to know you is from we were in chorale together for 2 years.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I think I went to a concert once where you spoke. I think you, I don't know if you gave your testimony.
Mm.
Maybe it wasn't your testimony, but you shared, I'm pretty sure it was you shared something. It was someone with an accent.
From
so
where was it?
It was at the school maybe like a year or two ago.
I think it was, if I recall, I think it was last year.
Mm.
Okay.
And I think you had shared the letter that you had written.
Oh, yeah.
Where you talk about God's faithfulness.
Mm. Oh, and if you let me share something.
Yeah.
Of course.
So after the accident and all the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
I was gonna write a poem, and eventually I did.
Really?
It's like summarizes all of the 4 years and how and God's promise that I will be with you.
Mm.
I will be with you. Yes. And I just can read it.
Okay.
So it's a short poem. It's how God took me from home and then we started traveling here.
Oh.
Hello, my child. Remember when I took you far from home and told you to be ready for the storm? You didn't say a word, you simply smiled. And now it's only you and I, my child. You were afraid when we set sail the night. In the unknown, you clasped me very tight. And then you turned your eyes unto the sky, then smiled again at all the stars up high. The sea at night seemed very calming. But I knew that a terrifying storm was surely coming. Then suddenly the sea became very wavy. You saw it all, your eyes and heart became heavy. The night became dark, the sky was very stark. You couldn't even see a star. You started panicking and crying out, Abba, help me! Can you hear me? Father, are you near me? My child, I'm here. I'm always here. And through the deepest waters, I will lead you still. And with the greatest fear, your eyes were filled. But with my loving arms, your heart was stilled. Child, one thing I ask you to remember. I'm always there, your father and defender.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I share? I want to share something crazy.
Yeah.
And I think I've told you this before, but before I came to Masters, it was your first year at Masters,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was my last year of high school, and you and one other girl got in serious car accidents at the same time,
mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing, my mom was telling me, hey, this girl at Masters got in a crazy car accident, like, they're not sure if she's gonna pull through, she's in a coma, and, like, they're just asking for prayer. She's from another country. And so, like, my family and I prayed for you. And we were praying for you before we even knew you. We had just heard your story. And then by the time I actually got to Masters, the next year, I met you in person. I was like, oh, hey, she's cool. You know, she's got a, like, sick accent. And then you shared your testimony in chorale, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the girl I've been praying for.
Wow.
And so it was, like, so cool to see, like, you know, God's promises. And, like, that's been in everything you do and say, that's always been a huge theme, is you talk about his faithfulness to you. And that's been such an encouragement to see that, even from before I knew you, see how he's been faithful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've always thought that was crazy that, like, that now is... we're, like, friends.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And the other girl who was in an accident, we were praying for her, she recovered too.
Yeah, her name's Abby.
Yeah. Abby Boldy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you both recovered.
Yeah. Accidents, but she has, like, more serious.
Right.
Injuries. Yeah.
Yeah, she still is, like, she can't quite walk the same now.
I think she's still going to the therapist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. But it's just crazy how God is faithful in that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have any questions?
I do. I was trying to think of them throughout, but I do have one. Were there any verses that were especially helpful to you throughout your journey to knowing Christ, and or are there any that are helpful for you today, like practically?
Yes. So, exactly. Exactly during the accident and after, it was Romans 8:28, and mm-hmm. also, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Mm-hmm. I forgot it. Isaiah.
Yeah. When you pass through the river.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great hope that even though we have some difficult times in life, we can still have this amazing hope that it will be over and everything will be even better than we can imagine.
Right.
When we see Christ face to face, we will just forget because it will not matter.
Mm.
Now it's the time.
Right.
Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are small passing afflictions.
Yes.
And you shared that hymn that means a lot to you. Were there any other worship songs that really encouraged you through that time?
Such a good song.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm going to put that on my playlist if I ever remember to make it.
I know. Here we are. Oh, well.
I will. I'll make it today.
Okay.
I have many of them, but particularly for now, I have two of my favorites. And this is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and Jesus Is Mine. I'm eternally grateful for Jesus in my life. What a friend I have in Jesus. Some of you who have heard my testimony know that I had some difficult days in my life and I was able to go through them only because I was carrying everything to God in prayer, just like in the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Where else can we find a friend so faithful? His voice constantly steals my soul. When all else fails, he still remains. Jesus is mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's my friend. What a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's awesome.
But I have many of them. I would say Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them.
Mm, that's a good one.
Jesus. Wait.
Give Me Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah. Me. I just love him so much.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the project you're working on?
Yes. So, I'm a music major, and I was able to choose between having a voice recital or project. I chose project, and I'm doing a research paper on music therapy, but from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, I'm doing research on music therapy, as it is in medicine, and I'm writing a few pages what music therapy is, how it helps for the clients and the therapists, and then I'm smoothly going into Bible, how God uses music. So it's the same music therapy, but now it's God uses music. And I use testimonies and stories from Bibles, and just even my own testimony, how God was using music and hymns, worship songs, just what I shared in my testimony. It's just promises with his songs that I'm here.
Right.
I'm listening and I'm here. My child, I'm here.
That's awesome. What a cool project.
Yeah, that's gotta be awesome. I can't wait to see
it. I love it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
I think my question that I want to ask is, there's a lot of people who go through hard things, and instead of thinking, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, you know, they think, wow, how could God do this to me? You know, and they start to view God as the opposite of a friend. And I want to know, what would be, like, your words? How, because you clearly consider Christ faithful, even through everything that's happened and the pain that you went through, because it was, I saw it was a lot of pain that you were through for a long time. And so what would you say to someone who's going through something like that?
Oh, that's hard.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I would say you need to find really good books along with your Bible study. For example, right now, I'm reading this book. And I've read a few of the books like that. It's not just a story, but it's like a devotional books. It is called Hope When It Hurts by Kristen Wetherell and Sarah Walton. And they also are going through pain and everyday pain, and I like to hear testimonies from those people who have been through something, because then they can understand. And when you read books and testimonies from people who are going through difficult times, and at the same time they believe in Jesus, and they there are this beautiful testimony of being faithful no matter what, it encourages you so much. Just personally for me.
Right.
I think maybe you can find somebody who is spiritually matured, and he can talk to you and go through this together and show you God's faithfulness and his promises in the Bible. And also, probably worship songs, hymns are such a great healing for my heart, my soul. It's personal for me. And also, when I was in a hospital, one day I was asking my dad, why did it happen to me? What did I do? Why did God decide to do it to me? And then he started reading with me the book of Job. And he said that there is two worlds, God's world and man's and devil's world, and you don't know what God is doing. And Satan is doing something, he's trying to harm you, but God is doing something, and he will win eventually. You just keep going till the very end. It's hard, but just be close to God. It's real hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And you just think, God, I don't know if I can't, if I can do it. And one time after the accident, I was sitting on my bed. I was thinking, maybe I just should give up. And then immediately the picture came to my mind that when Peter was walking on the water. Mm-hmm. The water was calm. He was walking well, but then when he saw all the storm around him, he started panicking and he started mm-hmm. sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how us people. We were going very well until we see storms in our lives. And mm-hmm. that's when we need Jesus, that he took Peter and he just grabbed him out of the waters. And the same with us. We walk, but then we sink. But there is Jesus. He's always here with us. And just call to him, he can take your hand.
Mm-hmm. Pull us out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one good thing that I wanted to mention. I should have done it earlier.
You're good.
No, you're good.
It's building anticipation.
Yes.
Yes.
Da-na.
Da-na.
I like how I compared this to Jaws.
I know. And this is Hope When It Hurts.
With our new segment.
This book, Hope When It Hurts, the author says, Jesus sometimes leads us to places that contain deep struggle, but he takes us there to reveal that his power is greater than any storm that may brew.
Mm.
So,
that's a good quote.
Any storm. And I feel that when we are weaker, that just as the Bible verses, when I'm weak, he's strong.
Mm.
So when we feel weak and we cannot go on, he reveals how great he is and how much you can trust him and hold tight to him.
Mm.
That's personally what I hold onto. His promises, worship songs,
mm-hmm.
so. And other people's testimonies.
Right.
And number one is definitely Bible.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's sufficient for all things.
Yes.
Yeah, my grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah. For my power is made perfect in weakness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's awesome. Are you done with the questions?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am too.
Well, thank you, Angelina.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
I hope you
this.
Could understand me with my
yes.
accent.
I could.
Yeah.
I love it. I could listen to you talk all day.
Yeah. Very relaxing.
Very good.
Yes. Yeah, you have a very nice speaking voice.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got lots of practice with the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It was so nice to meet you and... It's well, for me.
Yeah.
I've known you, but...
Good to meet you again. It's like the 100th time.
Well.
Sweet. Tune in next time, but thanks for listening.
Yeah. Peace out.
God bless.
If what you've heard on this podcast is foreign to you or maybe doesn't make sense, we deeply encourage you to Google the website heartcrymissionary.com/gospel and click on the first link. We love you and we're praying for you, and thank you so much for listening.